South Korean Foreign Minister Pan Ki-moon says it is time for all nations to make concessions in the interest of freer trade.
금번 합동 강요회에서는 APEC 강요회의 이외에
Mr. Pan says trade and foreign ministers of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum, or APEC, have agreed on a statement pushing for a breakthrough at December's meeting of the World Trade Organization. It calls for all WTO members to make trade concessions, especially in the form of lower tariffs, increased market access, and reduced export subsidies. The global trade body has been deadlocked on reaching new liberalization goals set in Doha, Qatar in 2001. The most contentious issue has been that of agriculture. Cultural subsidies. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Portman says next month's Hong Kong meeting is a make-or-break opportunity to put the Doha agenda forward.
Doha is key for this region, but also the global economy, because this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity to dramatically improve the lives of our citizens through expanded trade.
The minister's statement is expected to be adopted by APEC leaders at their summit later this week. Asia-Pacific ministers also drafted another statement for action on wide-ranging issues that affect or threaten global trade. They are vowing to reduce violations of intellectual property rights, such as movie piracy, to make the oil markets more transparent, and to act collectively to fight terrorism and prevent a human epidemic of bird flu. On the anti-terrorism front, APEC members say they will conduct tests of their airports to ensure planes are safe from shoulder-fired missiles, which are relatively easy for terrorists to obtain. And they are forming plans to raise public awareness and the availability of drugs to counter a possible avian flu outbreak in their population. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Busan, South Korea.